Good morning. Our question today, Halacha Lamaisa and Inyana de Yoma, very relevant for this time of year, sale of mitzvahs, in particular on Simchas Torah, is that a good minhag? Is that a bad minhag? So in fact, the Minhag Yisrael Torah, beautiful Sefer, says as follows, that on Lel Simchas Torah, before Marav, the minhag in many places is to sell the mitzvahs of the day. There's some places do it at night, some places do it in the day, some places do it both. There are various minhagim on this, so there's up for sale, up for auction. It can be chasen Torah, chasen Bereishis, atah resa, and you can add on to that. There can be hagba galila, hotzah and hachnasa, and in fact, there are places that used to or do sell certain mitzvahs or kibbutim for the entire year on Simchas Torah. And in fact, this minhag is brought in the number of the earlier pillars of our minhagim, minhage ha-maharil, the tashbis, the maharik, and others bring this minhag. So the question is this acceptable, or is this mekach u'memkar, doing business transactions on yontif? So in fact, the Magen Avraham brings in the name of the Yam Shal Shlomo as follows: the Yishlomer, the Lo Shayach Mekach Umemkar. It could be that Menkach Umemkar, doing business, Shabbos and Yontif, we can't do business. It could be that that prohibition is not relevant, Bidavar Mitzvah, Ki'im Bechevetzag Nikna. Maybe it doesn't apply to purchase of a mitzvah, only for an item, a tangible physical item that is sold. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham doesn't like that very much, and he says this is simply to reconcile the minhag, but it's a dochak, it's not a very strong answer, and says the Magen Avraham, the best to do, based on his view, is as the Hasidi Ashtreich do, that when they have the auctions, the bidding, it's not only the winner who has to pay for the mitzvah, the amount that he offered to purchase, the amount that the mitzvah was sold for, the closing highest bid, but rather everyone else who bid, in fact, gives tzedakah for the highest amount that they bid as well. So that is more like setting amounts. It's not purchasing items, but saying, I'm going to give this amount for letzorach ha-mitzvah. And accordingly, that's not like mekach u'memkar. It's not only the winner of the auction who has to pay, but everyone as well would pay, and it's giving tzedakah. It's not just doing business then. In fact, the Maharil was asked this question, and he says, quoting in the name of Mahari Segel, how is it possible that we buy mitzvahs and Simchas Torah? Isn't it a yontif? We can't be doing mekach u'memkar. And he brings as follows, mitzvah mutar liknos b'yomtov. For a mitzvah, it's permitted to purchase on yontif. But then he asked the question, so how is that different from buying a Sefer Torah or buying a tefillin? That is also problematic on yontif. So he says two reasons why purchasing of mitzvahs on yontif, for example, the purchasing of the Simchas Torah mitzvahs, chasen Torah, chasen bereishis, atah resa, those are different from purchasing tefillin and Sefer Torah, which are also mitzvahs, but those you can't buy on yontif. Why? So he says as follows. Firstly, you can only buy the mitzvahs of Simchas Torah on Simchas Torah. You can't buy it afterward. Effectively, you could buy it before, but it's not going to be as effective an auction. But you certainly cannot buy it at a later date. When Simchas Torah passes, those mitzvahs are useless. They don't exist anymore. On the other hand, buying a Sefer Torah, buying tefillin, you don't have to do it now. You can do it after yontif as well. So that's why you can't buy tefillin, Sefer Torah, mezuzahs, etc. on yontif, but you can buy the mitzvahs of the day on Simchas Torah. And another reason, another distinction, he says, Tzorchei Rabim Hem. This is for a public need that we buy these mitzvahs and it goes to tzedakah for the communal good. This is a public issue, a public need, a public benefit, as opposed to an individual buying a Sefer Torah or buying tefillin. That's a different situation. So for those reasons, we see here that the Maharil said it is indeed mutter to buy these mitzvahs on Simchas Torah. So that is the minhag indeed, but the Yosef Ometz, he still was not totally satisfied with this answer, and he says accordingly, that is why the sale of the mitzvah should start on Leil Simchas Torah before Tzeis HaKochavim. So it's still Bein HaShemashas, it's between Shkia and night, actual night, so it's a Safek Yom, Safek Laila, that is a time that it's not certainly Yontif yet, and accordingly, if the bidding is happening then, the announcements of the sale of the Minahag, ideally finish it up by Chashecha, by nighttime, he says that indeed would pass muster and would be much more beneficial in order to avoid doing business on Yontif, even in the sale of mitzvahs on Simchas Torah. Have a wonderful day.